Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we've got a table full of individuals that love RagBri. We've got our co-chairs here for the Marshalltown crew, John Hall and Kylie Lazier. We also have Dylan Doze, who is just kind of the cheerleader of Marshalltown, being the tourism director.
Scott, I look better in a mascot outfit.
Well, that's because your face is covered. You know, we always said you had a face for radio there, Dylan. So
that's right.
Appreciate the three of you guys being here. And, you know, we've been talking a lot about RagBri with a lot of people, really, for the last month and a half here. And next Wednesday is the day. Start with Kylie here. Let's talk about the fun stuff that's happening with the expo area. What do people need to know about the entertainment going on that evening?
Well, Zach, the entertainment actually starts in the afternoon. So,
well, it's the evening for me.
Okay. There's entertainment all day long, starting at our community stage in the afternoon. And then we do have a main event on a big stage that starts around 6 p.m. And yeah, we will have a headline band, the Pork Tornadoes, which is a big Central Iowa. Well, I guess they go beyond Iowa now. They travel to all the states surrounding us, but they pull in a big crowd. So Pork Tornadoes headlines at 8:45. And we've got a variety of music leading up to that, kind of tying into our mixtape theme. So 4:45 is the Unifonics. 6:45 is Katie and the Honky Tonks. And we've got some local acts that will be on the community stage in the afternoon. And so that's the expo area. We'll have vendors, you know, bike shops, merch, tents, all kinds of things in the downtown area.
Yeah, and that's the expo area. I mean, we're kicking it all off with Live After 5 tonight opening the plaza, but this is the next big thing. Have you been able to walk around and check it out at all?
Yeah, it's so beautiful, and I heard that they put some lights up last night, so.
Yeah, it looks incredible down there. Mm-hmm. What I'll say is it's going to be a pretty toasty Live After 5 tonight, mm-hmm. but looking ahead at the radar for next week and the weather for next week, I think it is going to be absolutely perfect, mm-hmm. for welcoming, you know, somewhere between 30,000 and 40,000 of our new friends to town.
Our new best friends.
John, don't they call that a Chamber of Commerce type day?
They do. I put there in for it back in January when they announced, and yeah, I mean, that's,
I think it was in our application.
That's the one thing I can be responsible for these days. So
it's the weather.
That's right. Yeah, we appreciate that. That's for sure. So, John, actually, let's talk about road closures going on that day. Let's start around the expo area. When will things kind of shut down around there?
Yeah, and I know that we've talked a lot about road closures, but just want to make sure that people are aware that day and are exercising patience, giving themselves extra time to get around, because this is going to be a bit of an inconvenience, and we recognize that. But yeah, in the downtown area, things are going to start Tuesday afternoon with kind of the Main Street area. It'll slowly push out as we get later and later into that evening. And then overnight, we'll start doing some work along Main Street at 13th Street with an over-the-road archway that will close that road in that area for starting probably about midnight overnight.
The 21st into the 22nd, you're talking overnight.
Yes.
Okay.
Tuesday into Wednesday.
Okay, yep. Just making
yep.
sure.
Yep. And then Wednesday morning, everybody along the route should be able to get out if they've got a commute to work. You might have to leave a little earlier because we know it only takes 7 minutes to get across town, right, Dylan?
Yep, wherever you want to go.
But if you can be out of your house, out of your driveway by 7 a.m., that's when we're going to start closing those roads over there. You know, we're going to have a couple of roads that you can pass through on the west side of town as the riders are coming through. But
that's 3rd and 9th Street.
Yes, 3rd Street and 9th Street. And then additionally, Valley View to Highland Acres Road. There's a little bit of stretch onto Main Street. But we really want to advise people, if you're trying to move north and south through town, head over to 3rd Ave. It's going to be a much smoother travel experience for you, especially as we get later and later into the day. Anywhere around that 3rd Street, 6th Street viaduct is going to be a little bit congested, a little bit more congested than we're even used to with the Center Street Viaduct under construction this year. So again, exercise caution, leave time for yourself, give yourself patience. And then the next morning, when riders are leaving town, that's when the closures are really, really pretty hardcore. So the third and 6th Street Viaduct will be closed starting at 5 a.m. as we bring all the riders out of the main campground area, bring them back up and over the viaduct and onto Madison. And they're going to head down Madison to 7th Street, north on 7th Street to Main Street, and then Main Street heading out of town. We anticipate that that closure will be done by 10 a.m., so it's going to be, again, an inconvenience. We recognize that. We've made some asks of the Union Pacific Railroad. They're examining their schedule to help us try and figure out how we can keep both 12th Street and 12th Ave open as much as possible to try to mitigate the congestion as much as we can. But again, it's going to be an inconvenience. What I'd say is, if you're looking to come downtown and whether that's volunteering or coming to enjoy the concert, the city's bus system is going to be running all day that day. They're regular routes, but at no charge. So that's a great way to get downtown. If you're near any of the campground or charter areas, there's shuttle routes that are going to be running all day to bring people downtown. You can hop on that. Again, no cost to you.
You don't have to be a rider?
You don't have to be a rider to get on those shuttles. And then we also have parking spaces over at the old McFarland Clinic off of 3rd Ave. That would be a great place to park and available that day. So, again, there's going to be a multitude of ways for people to interact and engage with RAGBRAI, and just be aware of what it means to be in town that day and be prepared to share the road.
There's a great phrase that I hear often and that we utilize is, you got to pack your patient pants. And that's just a good idea whenever you're trying to get around town. It's going to be good. Awesome. Just awesome things to do. Just be prepared to be a little bit more patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Dylan, the 13th Street District, yep, or 13th Street from Main up to Summit, has been dubbed the American Way. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, and even we'll go past Summit into the Iowa Veterans Home. But one of the big reasons this whole RAGBRAI and the route and everything is really dug into America's 250th, and that's what makes us a perfect place, is not only on that 13th Street up into the Iowa Vets Home do we have markers symbolizing the years before, but we have living history with our veterans up on the property. So really a lot. It will be open once the riders come in to ride up into the Vets Home with all the monuments and everything like that. But really, you're starting to see some vendors down there along with some entertainment from about noon to 4. I know about 2 o'clock there's going to be an all-ages foam party, just a way to have a lot of fun. That's adults with kids, not kids by themselves, but adult with kids. So it's going to be all ages. But really, when you go down there, the highlight is the Iowa Veterans Home, and the National Guard will have different vehicles out on display, along with, if you've never been on Iowa Veterans Home property, the monuments go across the gamut. They're beautiful. They're specific, many of them, to Marshall County. And then at 2:30, Iowa Vets Home worked with their contacts. Black Hawk helicopter will be landing on Valor Field. Valor Field is the Little League size baseball field right by Sheeler Hall, right up there. You just go up Liberty Lane there. It'll be right there. Very cool. You're going to be able to come up, interact with it. And I don't know about you, I've never seen a Black Hawk helicopter up close, so I'm pretty excited about it. And if you have, I think people would want to come back and do it again.
Yeah, for sure. I've been in a Black Hawk helicopter before. It was on the ground. It wasn't in the air. And I definitely want to come back and definitely see it again. Kylie, I know we talked about volunteers really the entire time are needed everywhere. Do we still need volunteers then?
We do still have some open slots for volunteers. You can find it on our website, marshalltownragbri.com/volunteers. And I would say one of our biggest needs is a midnight to 5 a.m., which would be Thursday morning, hanging out at the Y at the main campground. Chances are you're not going to see too many people, but you're there to answer any questions or help provide assistance.
So if you've ever been a baker or delivered newspapers at any point, that might be your time frame.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't fill that, Kylie? Are you sitting out there?
There I will be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Can so you... Kylie would like some help.
Yeah. Kylie would like
so
some
if you
help.
Like Kylie at all, you'll yeah. volunteer for that,
for that
shift.
12 to 5.
Could I bring a tent and hang out in my tent, or do I have to?
Well, we have a table and chairs and a tent. But okay. You could rest your head on, as long yeah. as you wake up if someone needs you.
That's right.
I'm not a light sleeper. That is probably not a good shift for me. So what was that website again that people could go to?
MarshalltownRagBri.com will tell you everything, schedule, all the things. But if you go /volunteers, you'll get to my volunteer sign up.
All right. Joined today with John Hall, Kylie Leisure, and Dylan Doze, talking kind of all three things RagBri right now. John, this is just a great opportunity to show off what Marshalltown's got, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the really cool things about RagBri and the entire RagBri organization and culture is the way that they look to celebrate the communities that they visit, whether it's a pass-through town, the midway point, or overnight towns. They really lean into finding the unique things that your community is known for or has, and celebrating those with all of the riders. You know, there's no single event in the state of Iowa and very few across the country that draw in not only as many people, but from such a diverse series of backgrounds. I mean, you know, throughout the years, this ride has had riders from all 50 states and six continents and, you know, a whole multitude of countries. I don't know exactly who all's on this one, who all signed up, but we know it's a multi-state thing, that there will be visitors that this will be their first time coming to Marshalltown. There'll be visitors that grew up in Marshalltown and everything in between. And so we're excited to welcome all those people here and celebrate all the things that make Marshalltown awesome.
Well, I appreciate all the work that you guys have done, so thank you.